I met a witch with amber eyes who slowly sang a scarlet rune, shifting to an icy laughter like the laughter of the moon. Red as a wanton's was her mouth, and fair the breast she bade me take, with a word that clove and clung, burning like a furnace flake. But from that high uplifted bosom, when I touched it with my hand, came the many-needled coldness of a glacier-taken land. And lo, the witch with eyes of amber vanished like a blown-out flame, leaving but a lichen-eaten stone that bore a blotted name. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we resume the Ask Dr. Hal show live on radio on RadioValencia.fm. Greetings, dear fiends. This is your irritating horror host once again, Dr. Howland Owl. Yes, I am here to perform the rites and obsequies known collectively as the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio, because whether or not this is radio, something which is practically a theological discussion by now, this is live. A live show for living people, and perhaps for those not among the living. If hovering presences may tune in, to use obsolescent terminology, then perhaps they are able to take audio phenomena in the world beyond ours. Behind the veil, there is, according to some, a phantom zone where the helpless spirits of the dead look on, unable, however much they wish, to alter events on earth. Nor do they have the opportunity, under most circumstances, to turn the knobs and dials, to select the program for themselves. For them, no more the blazing hearth shall burn, nor busy housewife ply her evening care. No children run to lisp their sire's return, or climb his knees the envied kiss to share. Oft to their sickle did the harvest yield, their furrow oft the stubborn glebe hath broke. How jocund did they drive their team afield, how bowed the woods before their sturdy stroke. Let not ambition mock their youthful toil, their humble joys and destiny obscure, nor grandeur hear with a disdainful smile the short and simple annals of the poor. The boast of heraldry, the pomp of power, and all that beauty, all that wealth ever gave, awaits alike the inevitable hour. The paths of glory lead but to the grave.
Yeah, plug people.
Very popular in the city.
From Box Squatch, Washington.
Yes.
Nelson will be settled out of court.
Nothing with Nelson can ever be settled, either in or out of court.
The stupid people.
The stupid clown.
Hey, wait, we can't be showing these slides. You forgot your clicker so that everybody in the radio world knows the slides are changing.
Pictures of that crayfish, yeah, you must have thought that was worth... the light. Who killed the light? It's dark.
Who killed the show?
There it goes. The show was careening down the mountainside when suddenly a wheel came off and the Indians showed up.
Yes, it was relying on visuals. We suggest you just turn on your TV with the sound down and watch that while we describe the fun pictures we get to see.
We've been suffering from audiovisual AIDS, but perhaps we can be cured.
Perhaps we don't deserve
it. Here's another scene from the famous festival. And look, a bloody car and a group. Test car
accident. The
there's the famous Doc's Duck with the famous stage and the famous personnel.
Yep. Hello. What a pretty place.
Hello.
Goodbye.
Hello.
Here are all the people that are having fun there.
Looking for Bob.
Well, you called the wrong place.
Yes,
yeah,
so I'm
sorry.
Looking in the wrong place.
I think he's in the closet. Take a look.
Bob has not
been
here.
Yeah, the one on the
right.
The walk-in.
The water closet.
What about the closet upstairs?
When you hear this tone...
Oh, we don't have one of those. Sorry.
Look, you're probably the kind of person who's permanently depressed, right?
Yeah, like this woman here.
Gory accident shots.
Well, I've been populating all night. And
who snapped these pics?
I bet you really don't. Well, he... Look, you've probably been perfectly satisfied so far with what we've been dishing your way. You may be searching for something.
The bodies come alive as we photograph them.
More like something searching
for
you.
My goodness, how terrifying.
No one knows for certain.
Maybe you just
don't
care.
My look at the makeup job on that.
You might be fine. Okay. Or you just might be so messed up that you don't even know who Bob is.
Yes, this is
you have to call this radio show and ask.
I admit you have the superficial.
Of course, there's some considerable weight.
Saturday morning. And then big yawn.
Listener from Karen
Weather. Big yawn.
It's so much easier to just let that weight of this show keep you slowed down.
Yeah, I remember
what
big
the show makes you wait.
Slow shows. You just don't care.
I guess
you'll
the show makes everybody wait.
Doing what you're told.
Scientists are still not sure.
Follow your orders.
Because everything we say from here on out is going to sound like utter boredom to you.
I don't
At
think you're letting these slides
you're normal, it will.
On for a long enough time for people to see them. Ah, there. That's
you are normal, aren't you?
And that's a little bit
Stay away. Yes, keep your distance.
That one looks pretty good. Now, what's this?
Well,
like
you can go back to sleep or you can go back to hell. But you can learn to think for yourself.
Subgenius Victory Night in Union Square.
Well, I want to find somebody. I don't know about you.
Hello?
Well, yeah, I don't think he's the guy you wanted to find. No.
When you complete the entire
forget
unit.
This Bob, Carol.
Yeah, 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 I don't know.
Examination.
What's the big problem with Spo?
What's next?
Spo, he's an XD.
But, Doctor, I thought we were going to be operating this evening.
We are right now, I'm afraid. Here, pass the forceps.
Well, I only have
to... Why are you looking for Bob out there? Hello?
Why? I was trying to get a hold of Bob Through Bob.
You mean there's a hole in him still?
You threw Bob where? Okay.
What's all this stuff about getting a hold of someone
So what's your
else,
real reason?
Through Bob.
Real reason.
Hey, Laura,
well,
there
I'm
is no
up
one
here
else.
In,
staggering evolution.
Folsom Lake, Sacramento. Trying to get a hold of someone in Newcastle. That's where we usually are.
Newcastle?
Bob every day.
That's
well, you sound under the influence of certain drugs.
We've been carrying tolls to there for years.
So do you mean Bob Nelson, or do you mean Bob Dobbs?
For being specific.
Bob Dobbs.
No, you don't. You mean Bob Dubs.
Bob Dubs?
Yes, and Bib Dibs.
Does Bob got a brother?
Bob dissipates into...
Ted Dobbs.
Yes.
Well, actually, he's got a bunch of brothers, but
he
they're fighting over the wheel at the moment.
Band of brothers aren't worth anything. They're not worth a...
Unfortunately, I mean, I don't know how to tell you this, but Bob's dead.
Bob was
Well,
shot.
I heard that a couple weeks ago, but...
They blew that sucker away. They took him down, they blew him away. Took him
no,
out,
I see Bob all the time.
And,
really? Where?
In the
away.
Department store, these mannequins.
Which one?
The one with the fishing rod.
And
look, I've heard that
right,
his
I guess
whole
so.
Body stuffed.
He's got a fishing rod and his reel.
And they've got him in a lucite block up.
Tonight, but one never knows. He comes, he goes.
It's who?
Oh, your that was fast.
Right. And it's well, giant champagne.
You just never know at this hour. What's going to happen? Are you well worth special caller? So
you're hearing the voice of people. Very popular in the city.
You, that special
joy, in charge of the St. Stupid's Day parade, coming up fast on our horizon.
Hey, wait, we can't be sure. You forgot your clicky.
This is not like that last call.
Oh yes, I'm the great pretender. Pretend that I'm doing well. But just a moment, please. You on the piano? What are you doing?
Well, man, I just play little ooh-baba-doo, like ooh-ba-ba, ooh-ba-ba. See, I think it's a mistake on my part. I got the same chord over and over, like clink, 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 clink.
That's right. That's right.
You want me to play the same thing all through the song?
You catch on fast.
Wow.
My need is such, I pretend too much. I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
Man, you scared me. Don't do that.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender. A drift in a world of my own. Watch it. That's better. I'll play. Conceal. Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender. Just laughing and gay like a clown.
My hand is falling off, man.
I seem to be what I'm not. You see, I'm wearing my heart like a crown.
Wow, what a drag.
Pretending that you're still around. But just a moment! Just a moment, please!
I thought you were through, man.
No, no!
I don't want to play that lick no more, man. I come from a different school, like Shearing, Aero Garnistan. Dig, man. Ooh, ba, ooh, be,
hold
ah,
it!
Be,
ah, that's ooh, not going to ah, sell the records!
Oh, man, don't bug me. I don't want to play that cling, cling, cling jazz.
You play that cling, cling, cling jazz, or you won't get paid tonight. Well, all right. To me, you see how lovely that turned out now? That's the darling part. Appreciate it. And gay like a clown. I seem, hold it. I seem, slow down. I seem, retard.
Don't stop me now, man. I got to where I like it.
Stop it. Stop it, I say. I'm getting out of here. He ruined the ending. One of the loveliest parts in the whole...
The whole piece.
San Pablo Avenue, Petaluma on KPFA.org.
I've got a song.
Without a song, the day would never end.
Need the emergency homing device.
Without a song, a man would have no friend.
I think it's up on the roof.
The handmaid.
You're a caller.
That was
woof,
the
woof.
Darko's song going
shot,
up and going
shot,
up in. There's no chat box on this show. You can't type all the good stuff in there.
No, you can type on the unofficial Puzzling Evidence show fan page, though.
Wait, does Centurion have a show?
Whose show? There's a.
No, we will only communicate with our buddy Harold here. So get that hillbilly back in here, Lieutenant.
Yes, sir.
Gee, fellas, the scientists here want to know how your space ship traveled.
We travel on lines of magnetic energy emanating from your planet.
Well, that's mighty interesting, fellas.
Please give my best wishes to everybody. Attack, attack, attack. Exterminate, exterminate, exterminate. What are your orders? Unfortunately, he didn't survive my childhood. In between those places.
It's a psychedelic conspiracy of slack.
Because in those days, yeah, there was no looking pipe now, people.
I smell laughter. I feel color. Gee, this orange tastes good.
Also, if you were a kid, and I was I? Well, I'll tell you. So put that in your pipe and smoke it. I beg your pardon? No, not at all. Anyway, well, this was so boring, we lost the call.
It's not boring.
Oh, you're still here.
And they were watching over. Hey, Texas. What's your name again, Mr. Texas?
Mr.
I don't talk to rude callers either. Don't mess
with me. I don't like how you talk to Dr. Howe. It's rude.
Oh,
don't.
Hello, Dr. Penny. Welcome back from your travels.
Chapping and fun. Clean, masculine sway.
I don't like how you chastise me and make me feel
everybody
like
under control.
My
yes, now you have wounded me. Follows
senses. I'm going
to
leave the microphone.
No need to hang up. We have no hang ups here.
I see you saved.
Oh, look, he's running out of self esteem. Somebody stoke his boiler and get that self esteem up.
Great job.
Well, you don't have any expertise like I got, so you have to ignore it. Now, they represent the best.
Little fly, thy summer's play my thoughtless hand has brushed away. Am not I a fly like thee? Or art thou not a man like me? For I dance and drink and sing till some blind hand shall brush my wing. If thought is life, and strength is breath, and the want of thought is death, then am I a happy fly, if I live or if I die.
The greatest generation were the Nazis. Hey. Anything to do with me.
They were the
I refuse to take responsibility for all those
except
nasty
for Hitler,
Nazis.
Dr. Howe.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, yes.
We're typing this up.
That's sexy. But I'll tell you another sordid little secret. Inhibits the ability to
drive suicide, man.
The brains of older humans are cluttered with irrelevant information.
Like the Negroes.
And if you look up the lyrics, a virus will infect your computer. Men tend to gain weight after divorce, whereas women tend to gain weight following marriage. Women who shoot themselves are less likely than men to aim for their heads. Fetuses learn to differentiate touch from pain when they are beaten. Scottish authorities declined to launch a formal.
Hey, what happened to it?
Into the possibility of
this crazy mix. Where'd it go? This a crazy. That is a crazy mix.
So is it a doctor?
And at a health spa in China,
it's cray cray.
Swam up a man's penis. Oh, you can snicker, but it didn't happen to you. I'm sure you've heard the story of the vampire catfish of the Amazon, which does that also, but for far more dire results. Yes, this is Vandelia serosa, a tiny fish as thin as a pencil lead. It is a species of catfish, a vampire catfish, which in the tributaries of the Amazon River will attack gill-bearing fish by attaching to the gill, drawn to the gill by the stream of water emanating from beneath the operculum or gill cover of a freshwater fish. Unfortunately, their propensity for following a stream will also cause them to follow a pee stream of a peeing individual and to writhe into the urethra, no urethra Franklin jokes please, of the victim, and then to it erect its spines so you can't pull it out, and the pain is agonizing. The native
and you can't pee.
Naked except for a sheath of bark that they put over their penises just so this won't happen. They also enter cattle and will drain them of blood. They enter the genital openings of men and the women and the cattle and anything that goes into the water. In 1913, German missionaries in the area discovered the depredations of the candiru. Their solution to save those who were affected was brutal. It was, in fact, the immediate amputation of the penis, so the candiru would not get further into the body. Only later was it discovered that this was totally unnecessary because the natives knew of a plant which, if chewed, would cause the candiru to... Anyway, we're going to go on robo-pilot now while we enjoy the bounty of California's harvest.
Did I answer my question before?
Yes, it's true. We enjoy these agricultural byproducts in a state of agricultural appreciation. It's a curse to have lived so long, but that no one understands, no one gets it. That's the real curse.
And others who I used to know, who were also long livers from centuries before, I no longer hear from, and they may no longer be active. For decades, I haven't heard from many.
They call that esprit d'escalier. Did you ever read my book, The Meaning of Lost and Mismatched Socks?
How about books about sausages, hot dogs, maybe Hormel wieners?
Leaves his enemy.
Now for some cool music about Hormel wieners.
They're not hot. Hot dogs. From Hormel, they're not hot. Hot dogs.
Hormel All Meat Wieners.
They're hot dogs.
Hot dogs. They're not too spicy for kids. Just a pinch of spice and a pound of good red meat.
Hormel All Meat Wieners taste just right. Not too spicy for grown-ups. Not too spicy for kids. Yeah! They're not hot. Hot dogs.
Yes, Hormel Wieners. We're trying to get a phone installed in here, like they do at the New York Telephone Exchange.
Here's the American breed singing for New York Telephone.
When the telephone rings, you want to talk about things.
Get in a long phone, your own phone.
If you know place to go, so you have to talk low.
Get in a long phone, your own phone.
If there's talking to be done,
New York Telephone, we're hip to your privacy.
The spring.
I could say that was a leak in the show.
Worth a minute.
Yeah, I did. I won't be able to do that.
Oh, sorry. Order non-refundable.
Hey, man, here's a fire.
Oh, my God. We're under fire.
Don't press that button. We've been over that so many times.
Yes, it's true.
Makes you think of music like this.
You needn't be concerned.
I'm not sure.
Take it over here.
Aren't they cute?
Oh.
Yes,
happen because that implies an unequal power exchange, which we can't have on TV.
You're gonna love this.
Yes, you'll love it. You'll just love it as we go millions of miles out into space and bust aliens for taking drugs on their own world.
Drugs that we never heard of in Earth.
Oh, wait, who are we going to talk to?
Space Precinct. What's the name of that show? Cops in Space.
Yes, I am here.
Busting aliens for drugs that they cultivate on their own planet.
What is your favorite color?
Rutabaga stalk.
But some might say I like no color.
Only 18.
Who hides the sins of the entire... You know,
JFK
was killed on the 33rd...
Dr. Howe, what is your favorite Kennedy assassination conspiracy theory?
I said, make sure you got in the studio.
That the divine king must be killed.
Why, you killed Kennedy, of course.
At the top of the pyramid, the eye of God.
On the 33rd parallel, the Masonic overthrow of the divine king. 33 bricks make up the pinnacle leading to the Os Dei, the Eye of God.
My favorite three lap dancing, what?
Dr. Hell!
Lhasa Apso.
The Kennedy Assassination. Dr. Hell, what's your favorite mountain range?
Well, I like the Superstition Mountains in Arizona, where the lost
Arizona
mine is to be found.
Where the old prospector found the lost Dutchman mine.
I tell you, gold. Gold.
If you're calling from underneath,
gold and ingots and heathen idols, all made of gold.
Because my life would not be worth a plugged nickel. I can tell you exactly how to find the lost Dutchman, where there's a vast treasure. Yes, what?
What?
I was trying to impart information once again. I just can't get out of these.
You're listening to the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio. This is a live presentation, although, of course, we use archival material. Tonight seems to be a solo offering, unless K-Rob happens to drop by during his peregrinations. That, of course, is well to be hoped.
But
there are many of them.
Oh, man, that was bad. Yeah.
Man, that was bad.
What about the first? Some kind of alien communication.
Ask me about my course in success in sex and real estate in 12 easy-to-accumulate modules.
That's crazy.
Actually, we had a problem with the packaging. The 12th module wasn't included in some people's sets, and there's a lot of confusion about it today. We do have copies. If you subscribe, send us a postcard at the same address, and we will send you, finally, that concluding module.
Going around the dark side of the planet.
Come out. He was seduced by the dark side.
Come out.
Or somebody.
Come out.
Welcome to hypnotic trauma.
But remember, you've got to do your own work. You're so
innocent
and
innocent.
And that's a damn sure.
Oh,
excellent. Stage right.
It's Tridzy Barnstabler, one of our most fervent and consistent listeners.
Calling, but they just don't have the marks. They don't have the sand, the gumption.
Not you, Tridzy. I'm talking about the others.
One punch and bang, pow, bang.
I got you. I'm going to watch it. Hold their coat.
Well, you didn't get me.
Yeah, somebody hold me back. He's going to wake in his boots and rue the day that he ever met the Crusher, Dr. Hal.
Dr. Hal, Crusher Hal.
Yeah,
they call me that. They call me the Crusher. That's what I do.
Windy boy, bitches.
It's chopper time.
The old Randy Ryan.
Test.
It's pretty cold.
I feel so good.
Yes, they had to call the Allied movie fan.
He
to get me out of the way, but I wouldn't budge.
They came from beyond the endless reaches of space. Down through black gulfs of nighted cosmic infinity.
Yeah, right. All that stuff. It's out there in space. Where the black planets roll without aim. I have whirled with the earth at the dawning when the sky was a vaporous flame. I have seen the dark universe yawning where the black planets roll.
Wherever two or three of ye are gathered together in the name of Dobbs, there is slack.
Where they roll in their horror unheeded, without number or luster or name. H.P. Lovecraft.
And hopefully, always, in certainty of divine regurgitation, through the epiphany of slack.
Slack.
Oh, is that what it is when we're talking
about? And spears
the
spewage, by
the divine regurgitation of slack, our slack.
The sun is freed from fears, and with soft, grateful
yes,
tears, ascends the sky.
I know
Arkrum,
and he knows slack.
Terror in the house does roar, but pity stands before the door.
Except where I live.
TV movie guy. Not that one.
This one?
That one. Try the other two.
I'm trying them all. I
don't that know. One works. Yeah. Try them all. Try them all.
Anything
you know, I was,
two or more subgenius businessmen do
Normal,
is legal.
And he is at the Demon Festival in Bali right now.
Ooh.
He sent me some most unusual pictures of demons.
A long time to transmit the message.
And they're incredible. Those things are astonishing.
Giant legs back there. So you have
they're not crude.
You, but it's not another
brain. It's like an amplifier.
Don't humans have two brains?
It's like
yes,
router.
Humans also have an enlarged life.
One in the head, the usual place. The other
where
at the spinal base.
Without being able to scream, the tingle. Ladies and gentlemen,
so what you're saying is you get to meet Vincent.
Thus we can reason a priori as well as a posteriori.
Only one thing to do.
Are you a hippie
for
man?
Your life at the top of your mother.
If you thought twice before you spoke, you had no judgment to revoke. If something slipped the forward mind, 'twas rescued by the one behind.
It's
so you may think without congestion upon both sides of every question.
Yes, Vaughn Mader did it. But actually, he's the least likely suspect of all because it put him out of business. All his funny records about John and Jackie went into the trash. Nobody would dare to make...
You know who Jackie had an affair with?
Divine King.
It's years later, so I'm not giving anything away. Charles Adams, the cartoonist, creator of the Adam family. He was a great ladies' man, and he knew Jacqueline Bouvier. He knew her in every sense.
Man, just a Texan.
Well, they're oil men, though, as Dwight Eisenhower warned.
Yes, watch out for the Texas oil men.
Did it all, and they're doing it today.
They do everything, Dr. Howe.
Yes, because the resource extraction industry runs the show. It runs it through Wall Street and the banks. These kids today, you gotta love them. But they are barking up the wrong tree and putting on the dog. Yes, it's time to throw him a bone. And I'll touch release some of these subgenius secrets. They're doing no good locked up the way they are. I'm going to untie all the red tape and put it in a drawer until this whole thing's over. The man behind everything is
trying to kill me.
I'm telling you, the man behind everything is
and I swear to
get
holy
your hands off
Dobbs,
me.
You're going to get out of here.
Behind,
on your
the man behind everything, his name is Jew. All right, okay, throw the book at me.
Here's whoa! Not literally.
The rebel.
Okay, I'm going to tell you one more time. The man books. Behind everything is
Jew.
No, so much for the Ken O'Dunk assassination.
Start your own cult.
Let's put such thoughts behind us, shall we? Okay. Okay. I actually talked to some mafia guys. They said there was a guy shooting up through a manhole in the street. It was on the Conspiracy Zone with Kevin Nealon. Everybody should read the book, A Summer Place, by Sloan Wilson. It is the great American novel. You'll find it most involving.
You're listening to the Ask Dr. Hal Show live on radio. That was Copia from the album from People Like Us, Happy Jam. People Like Us, solo and in collaboration with Ergo Fizmiz, Matmos, Hearty White, Gwilly, Edmondes, Lottie Bowater, Buttress O'Neill, Douglas Benford, Irene Moon, John Leidecker, and Matt Warwick.
Audience can hear it, so it's like a howling, ranting ghost, but we're not getting the benefit of the vocals. Please try to connect closer.
Dr. Hal, can I ask you a question?
There's someone asking me a question now. I know he's a sick...
Yeah, what happened to that, you know?
Well,
he had eternal bliss.
They constantly forget their own rules and they make strange mistakes.
Every time. Back in those days.
Yeah. Sorry, man, I wasn't listening. What were you talking about?
Before the kids got into the storyline and started messing it up with their...
Space goes,
everybody knows.
When it was in the good old days of outer space, they just
squeeze
their food out of a little tube, and it was their whole nutrition. Or they ate a pill, and they didn't have sitting down chomping on stuff.
Yes.
And then, you know, 700 years in the future, they will have evolved where they don't even need teeth anymore because they don't have to chew their food.
Yes, there will be more embarrassing intestines. Bowels will be removed at birth and a sanitizing, disposing unit.
Or they'll actually turn into vestigial organs, not necessarily removed, but...
Yes, they
but
do.
Actually,
they turn into vestigial organs, then they completely disappear, and so does the entire body, leaving only... the fingers
linger on
structures. In fact, what you end up with
your is pale blue eyes,
like the hands of Orlok.
Linger on your pale blue eyes.
And discretion are mean to me.
Can you imagine that?
What a strange concept. Things this calls.
It's so anathema about it to come along.
If you say so.
Space time disruption has caused the caller to lose their mind for a second.
What are you talking about? That's
this
ridiculous.
This is the first time Michael Pepe realizes that the sex show he's in is not for real.
Yeah, he realized that because he was actually having sex with the woman, and she said, you know, you're not
actually
supposed to be doing this. It's supposed to be fake.
Milo says we don't have to do the close-up.
Oh, really?
You don't really have to do that. And he said, yeah, well, I didn't know that. She said, well, that's okay. It's not too bad.
And there's Michael Pepe driving away angry from his job.
Yeah, he was on stage.
The legend grows. And when you have a choice between the legend and the facts, print
compilation.
No, yeah, that part was left out.
But we want a story. A story that's fit for the breakfast table.
You don't have any need to have
America's newspapers.
You can call us through at 848-425-5 Danny Rico.
Right. It just sounds better.
Can you guys explain anything about the...
And we want Michael Pepe on Relodio, too.
There you go. I'm tired of waiting around.
Subgenius.
We have...
What?
But we have Burpo the Clown instead. Look at his wonderful footwork there. And today...
Okay, so what do you want to know about the Church of the Subgenius?
All right, what's going
on? Or the foundation, or the...
Be having products.
The Church of the Subgenius Foundation garments.
None of them are made in China.
Mormon underwear.
Well, some of them are made of China. The current Bob Pin, the Mark III, is made overseas in People's Republic of China at Laogai.
You can still buy it
many
from the Church of the Subgenius for about $10.
But
it is
definitely worth it. American supervisors over there. That's
even better than
your fellow Subgeniuses will recognize you.
Image of Bob. Face,
and welcome
so
you
they
if
are
you wear
uniquely
it.
Privileged.
Is it possible to work for him?
for whom, my
friend? For Bob.
If you're not working for Bob, I got to ask, what are you doing?
We are.
Why are you wasting your time? It's always possible to work for Bob, and you should be working for Bob right now.
You hear what Philo Drummond is saying. If you want to get into the deeper things of Bob, then you send $30 to our national headquarters, and you receive
you wish
your
to get into
ordainment.
Bob's and your under things, send $30. It is now $40.
Then me and my friends were wondering, first, what would you describe a firmament as?
Seems to be something, but it's just the background of the starry material shining in the ethereal sky. They say space is totally empty, and it's true,
but that's not true. Space is full of energy, and the firmament simply means the area which the sky covers, a rather large area.
Hands to it for help, for it as impotently moves as you or I.
Well,
in that version, that story, and the book of Genesis itself contains two separate versions of creation. In that one, there is the water which is separated from the firmament. In that sense, it's like everything that wasn't wet.
The moving finger writes, and having writ, moves on. Nor all your piety, nor wit, shall lure it back to cancel half a line. Or all your tears wash out one word of it. And that inverted bowl they call the sky, whereunder crawling cooped we live and die, raise not your hands for it for help, for it as impotently moves as you and I.
Contain or conceal a second sun, making our system a binary system with two stars.
Another sun. Yeah, they tried that one before. If there's another sun, where is it? Huh? Can you show me this other sun? That's a major thing in the solar system. In our system. Our system is bigger than thought, spreads out farther than thought, has more planets than thought. But you're gonna have to convince me that it has another sun.
Dr. Hell, I have a good question. If you're trying to be lazy, is that sort of an antithetical concept by its mere... by the mere statement?
It is not.
Yeah, we are.
Because it is axiomatic that people have to work hard being lazy. If you'll remember it, what about the lazy man's load? If you're carrying a giant load, it's so you don't have to go two times.
Right.
So you're really working too hard by grunting and puffing under the weight of a lazy man's load.
Even Benjamin Franklin referred to himself as lazy. That's why he was so inventive. Was he wanted to save
time. Well, no one wants to do more work than he has to.
Jefferson invented many gadgets.
True of the animal kingdom, too.
Having to get up out of your chair.
They want the easiest life possible.
Room, there's some lever or spring that does what you want on the other side of the room.
At
Monticello, they have all that stuff.
It's breaking up.
This is your brain on drugs.
On Doug's.
My brain's expounding.
On Doug's drugs.
Expounding, epistemizing on the puppetudes of epistematology.
I'm epistemizing on the puppetudes of epistematology. Not you.
It's wrong.
Let's not make remarks about Islam.
Islam?
There is something, however, which...
How about Jizlam? Have you heard about that new one?
No, let's not get ourselves killed.
This is going to go downhill fast, I think.
Yes, I think...
If I go there, it's going to be a bad thing.
We don't mean to offend our fellow religions and religionists. Nonetheless, the Church of the Subgenius is fearless and considers all possibilities simply for the intellectual exercise. Thank you. You see, once you accept this eternal principle, that the night you have learned it becomes special, it will become not just any night. A night where there will be no morning star. It's a night stars will stop where they are.
Excellent. That reminds me of that joke. You remember that joke?
What's the difference? Comic timing.
It's all either about delivery. It's all about delivery. That's
you
right.
You must have
deliver those Carter's little liver pills. Okay, is everybody all right? I mean, come on.
I need you guys to answer the questions about the things that are existing beyond.
When I handed in my paper to the chief, he corrected it, gave me 100%, patted me on the head, told me I was a good cop.
Transcending all realities and that could be maybe massively wiping out big groups of conscious, like, energy balls.
Energy balls.
I think there's probably a conspiracy out there to get rid of those.
I suppose I should bathe more often.
Energy balls that fool people into thinking there's things going through space.
Space.
I think there's probably a conspiracy of that going on. There is.
I'm going to fight for that.
Because I'll tell you.
I believe in space balls.
You got to open your mind, Puzzling.
I've seen the movie.
You got to open your mind.
Do you want to see your own brain?
These closed-minded attitudes.
We can tell you how.
No, it was an overwhelming feeling
The
overwhelming feeling.
You, there's nobody overwhelming here. He's the top
the
dog. He's at the very top.
Yes, Buzzling Evidence runs the Buzzling Evidence show. That is axiomatic. And if nobody talks to me, I can't just talk off the top of my head. And so there's no chat in the way there used to be, only sound effects, droning on forever and ever. But by the end of the show, we are engaged in animated conversation.
When you and I behind the veil are past, long time this
game
shall
last. Some people could be descendants of any god. I mean, of gods, like that they are demigods.
So gods would start out and the descendants would be humans? That would be like they're degenerating, would it not? That is not an upward evolutionary progression.
Then don't see it like that.
Oh, no, Hal said it. All society is going upwards.
Well, that's certainly what happened.
Hold on. We've got to do exercises here because we're moving upwards in the evolutionary progression.
Yes, vigorous calisthenics will help our phenotype to be in shape.
But, and our digestive system. And then we can get the committee to do a report
and
about
Jacob
a study.
We've got
to get the study.
Shows how we got to get some budget dollars.
There goes the money.
There goes the money.
That was the money
into the budget.
And money?
It's in our country's
money
national interest.
Is
the
bird.
The broadcast day, Aaron. We're ending the show, so you can go out and do whatever you have to do there.
I have to. I got it. I got it. That's why I have to.
There's no more show.
No more show.
See, I said we'd end early today. Okay, I'll be right there.
For the bones.
Hal's going crazy singing.
Within my heart, there's a melody. A tale of old San Antonio, where my dreams all meet in a memory underneath. between stars all alone. Yeah. You are listening to the Ask Dr. Hal Show live on radio and listener exasperated RadioValencia.fm. Radio Valencia, our transmission is in the mission. We have many different programs, all kinds and conditions, all shapes and varieties of audio, but we still have room for you. If you want to have a show on Radio Valencia, contact the management through our spanking new website. No spanking will be required at first. We are located on 22nd Street, not on Valencia, next to the makeout room, where obsolete disco constantly pounds through the walls, distressing and disturbing our would-be programming. But that's the way it is here on Listener Bewildered Radio Valencia .fm. So let's keep the show going and flowing. We hope you'll find the going good and the experience congenial. This, like other and similar programs, is